Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy's here. We've got a lot of things to talk about. We got important people to talk to. Joining us right now, former sheriff of Alachua County, former sheriff of Marion County. If I do his whole resume, we'll run out of time. So without further ado, good morning, Emery Ganey, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I am doing exceptionally well today. I hope you guys are as well.
Now, we know you're in D.C. We know why. But before we get to that, you see, we think of you as a sheriff. And Sheriff Marion County, Sheriff Alachua County, but you spent over 3 years as chief of staff, or at least part of that time you were chief of staff, but you were at the Florida Office of the Attorney General in Florida, in Tallahassee. Tell us about that experience.
Well, 13 years, actually, Bob. I went up with Attorney General Bill McCollum, and he was Attorney General. Pam Bondi ran for office in one. She asked me to stay, and after 8 years with her, current Attorney General, current Senator, Ashley Moody, asked me to stay as well. So I spent 13 years with three attorneys in general, Tallahassee. Had an awesome time working with the Attorney General's office and statewide law enforcement and local law enforcement during that time.
And so you're in Washington, D.C., and we're very thankful we could connect with you because we're pretty proud of Pam Bondi as well, and you worked with her. You know her better than we do, but hey, she's a Florida girl, a Gator girl. She's done a good job as Attorney General, and now she's going to be Attorney General for the U.S., so you had a chance to, you know, make some remarks in front of the senators. Tell me what you said, how that went.
Well, it was a great opportunity for a great friend and a great law colleague to come up and support her and her efforts. Came up with two other great friends that also worked with her a long time, Nick Cox, the current statewide prosecutor, and Dave Ehrenberg, former prosecutor down in Palm Beach County for three terms, and also worked for Attorney General Bondi at the time. It was a great opportunity. You know, there's a lot of rich history here in the Capitol, and to be able to, you know, watching Senate hearings on the television is one thing. When you're actually in that chamber, you know, the sort of seat of power here for the United States, and testifying on a half was something I was more than happy to do, to talk about her background, her tenacity, her respect for the rule of law, exactly what Washington, D.C. needs.
Yeah, I don't know how much of the hearing and the questioning that she was put through and put under, but I thought that she did very, very well in addressing some very aggressive, you know, Democrat senators. I don't know. What was your take, and did you get to see much of that?
I saw part of it before I flew out. I did catch the first half, and I have talked to folks and saw some recordings of the other half. It was a very grueling, quite frankly, but she was well prepared, as you can tell from her answers, to address those issues, address those senators, and to stand firm on her beliefs. And again, she's a strong advocate for the law, and it's real simple when you follow the law. The answers aren't that difficult.
I thoroughly enjoyed the way that she answered many of the questions, especially when, you know, they were very, some of them seemed quite concerned about the possible weaponization of the Office of Attorney General. And she didn't waste any time digging right into, yeah, we've seen it, and the way that they've pursued Donald Trump. So I just thought that she was spot on. I don't know if you caught, did you catch that exchange?
I did, indeed, and I thought she did an exceptional job with it. And we have had issues, clearly, with the Department of Justice. That's one of the things that she would fix as Attorney General. I mentioned a couple of times about following the law. That's exactly what Attorney General Pam Bondi would do. to make sure that our U.S. attorneys, our law enforcement agencies, and the dozens and dozens of the departments under the Department of Justice will simply follow the law, regardless of political party or any other particular aspect of what may come before them. She will review the law. She'll follow the law. She'll ensure that the people work for us does the same as she did in the state of Florida.
It's crazy. It almost sounds like a job description for how an attorney general is supposed to operate. It's just, you know, we the people don't always feel the direct impacts. What do you think will be the difference between an attorney general office run by Attorney General Pam Bondi versus, say, the current administration? What do you see that people would go, oh, yeah, I feel that or I see that?
Well, she needs to bring back respect for that office to the American people, and that's what she would do. You know, when you're in a prosecutor role or you see an agency of that size, and not everyone would agree with you, but as long as you can turn back and point clearly to fairness and equality for everyone, that's what she would do, and that's what we expect of our attorney general. And, of course, all the law enforcement agencies realize there's a host of three-letter agencies under that department, the FBI, ATF, U.S. Marshal's Office, Drug Enforcement Agency, and so on. So she also restore that level of integrity and independence of those organizations to simply investigate crimes, and based off what the investigation determines, they would determine whether there's further prosecution, not about what political party or that someone supported.
Attorney General, I mean, that is such a huge job. And thank you for breaking it down as to all the all these offices are going to have to answer to her, including the FBI. I mean, you're head of the DOJ. You're the head of the whole deal. I mean, what do you think the odds are that she's going to find a level of success for kind of cleaning house, for lack of a better term? You think she'll be able to make a real impact in a short period of time?
I think she will. You know, as she's done in her other role, she'll go in quickly, start assessing, and she's already begun that process, start assessing the staff that is there with her, make sure she had the right people in the right places, and if not, she'll find the right people and get them in the right places. So I think, without a doubt, she will work very hard, very diligently with the leadership staff and ensure that folks, again, follow the law with integrity. And that will be her biggest and first challenge. But I know that she's up to that challenge from my 15 years of knowing her and working with her as Florida's Attorney General. So that's what we're looking forward to seeing out of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Well, Emory Ganey, look, you spent literally a lifetime in various capacities related to law enforcement and leadership. And I know we appreciate you. What does the future hold for you?
Well, Bob, you know, we're just going to keep an open mind. We aren't actively looking for anything at this point in time, but always we'll look for the opportunity to assist if called upon. So for the time being, we're going to return back home, do some volunteer work as we have been doing, but always willing to help our community any way that we can.
Yeah, because you're kind of the expert on call. They're like, oh, we got some issues at that sheriff's office. Yeah, put Emory Ganey on it. And so I guess I wonder out loud, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I am. If you're offered a position relating to something that Pam Bondi would be, you know, the head of, and that leaves a lot of open ground, would you be interested? Would you consider living in and around Washington, D.C.?
Bob, I lost nothing in D.C., but obviously I would help Pam Bondi in any way that we can. We would have those discussions if there's an opportunity to do that. But I would be very hopeful that it's somewhere other than Washington, D.C. they don't call it the swamp by accident.
Yeah, and it's not a swamp because it's warm either, at least most of the time.
29 degrees here today. It was 19 yesterday before that.
Well, enjoy, and we know you were there for the right reasons, and you respect Pam Bondi, and that's why you made the effort to say some great things. And I don't know, does she let you call her Pammy Joe?
No, we're going to call her U.S. Attorney General Bondi at this point in time. I think she's earned that title and deserved that Well, privately, we'll call it what we call it privately, but publicly, Attorney General Pam.
And I say it with a great deal of respect, but also from the perspective of
I know you do.
We think she's our own. You know, she's our Gator girl, and we support her, and we know she is going to be do an incredible job. Sheriff Emory Ganey, sir, thank you. We always appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully.
Thanks, Bob and Greg. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah, he's the Johnny on call. Hey, wow, it's broke. Call Emory.
I know what Johnny is. Well, I wasn't joking when I said he's retired twice, and they keep calling him back out, putting him back on the front lines.
He's one of those rare individuals. He's not doing this for accolades or retirement benefits.
No.
He is a man who understands service.
Yes, he has the heart for it.
Yep. And he's legit. That's a rare thing. So we respect that. Appreciate that.